Hazard, the Patriarch D. One sneaky tool the patriarchy uses to distract us is the Patriarch D, aka Dick. The patriarchy knows if we get caught up in trying to get that dick, we'll stop paying attention to what the hand in that puppet dick is attached to.
You've probably fallen victim to the Patriarch D and the patriarchy prop-up artists who keep it going at some point in your life. Maybe you're patting yourself on the back for getting so close to that former Major League Baseball player you matched with on Tinder when suddenly you realize you're just one of the 107 models he invited to his pool party, and you're about to drink too much champagne before you stumble home dickless.
This happens to all of us because the Patriarch D wants to make you feel desperate and think that you need this, that it is an honor just to be included in this boob medley that will disappear from that shortstop's mind before your Uber even gets you home. Meanwhile, you could be having fun in an empowering way, like hanging out in Oprah's castle, eating ice cream, and rewatching her favorite death moments in The Hunger Games. You don't need men to have a good time. In fact, sometimes life is better without the D.
Another example of taking the Patriarch D is when a guy convinces you to go see the latest movie in which adorable sex kittens cling to a nervous and weak baby man who hangs out with space robots, or a talking stuffed animal, or Jonah Hill. You'll rack your brain trying to discover the character's sex appeal while your guy assures you that he's the funniest dude alive. The Patriarch D is trying to neg you into thinking you're the one who doesn't get it if you don't subscribe to the D in all its forms. But your movie dollars don't need to go towards supporting the Patriarch D.
Contrary to what the Patriarch D tells you, you don't have to like movies with titles like Angry American Shooter Team, Dick's Dawning. In fact, when you see the trailer and think to yourself, I will not like this movie, trust your gut and don't see it. Instead, take yourself to a movie of Channing Tatum grinding on some tasteful furniture he just made so you can slurp up that feminist D. Seriously, who needs a hot lady on a car or a hot lady alien on a spacecraft or a hot rabbit in a dress when you can get some Tatum on a mid-century chaise lounge? Feminist D is plentiful. You just have to know where to find it. For example, in formerly women-only colleges that now admit men.
Other places to avoid if you don't want to be assaulted by the Patriarch D and the Legion of Prophets.